You're tuned in to American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live now at band.video.
All right, we're back on the Young Turks. Obviously, a little bit of commotion here. As Alex Jones and a guy significantly worse than him entered the stage here.
What changes in demographics is that he wins white males in such overwhelming numbers that it overcomes every other demographic advantage. Hillary has.
Come sit in your lap.
Oh, Jesus.
How's it going?
Hey, Alex Jones, how you doing?
Good to see you, man. You're looking sexy.
All right.
Hey, how's the revolution going? You guys starting the revolution?
We are indeed, Alex. The revolution is afoot. Welcome to the Young Turks.
The overthrow of America is not.
I am going to restore American democracy along with progressives and conservatives in this country.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, I am really, really proud to be here with you. It's good to meet you in person.
I don't think that's...
How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
You like all our Hillary for Prison shirts everywhere?
No, I kind of despise it.
What shirts are they?
I haven't seen any of them.
You haven't seen... Oh, my God. You didn't see me? I don't exist if you didn't see me.
I'm not.
All right, guys. Okay.
Look at this. I got a new shirt for you right here. It's rape. It's Bill Clinton that says rape. Oh, God, hide that immediately. That's the big no-no that Roger Stone's banned.
All right, you want to take my show over? I'll take your show over.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, you know what? Who does this kind of shirt? First of all, a sick guy. Second of all,
Bill Clinton's not a rapist, folks.
No, you know who's accused in court papers? You know who's accused in court papers of being a rapist? Donald J. Trump. By Donald Trump, Roger Stone. You know that. It's in court papers.
Oh, yeah.
You're a sick dude, Roger Stone.
I want to rant off with you right now.
Assault me all the time. You never give me a chance.
Oh, I should give you a hatchet job. A job you're a sick man, Roger Stone.
You're a liar.
Roger, no, you're the world's biggest liar. Didn't you admit that you lied about Elliot Smith, sir? Didn't you already admit that,
you piece of crap? You're not afraid of him, are you? You're not afraid of him. Get him in here.
First of all, you're kidding me.
I was privileged to see the art of the Alex Jones ambush firsthand when we were leaving the Austin International Airport to go to Pennsylvania. We were flying to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Rob Dew saw Francis Collins as he was leaving the bathroom. This is the former NIH director. And the NIH is a little bit personal for me. As a hemophiliac, I know hemophiliacs who were contaminated by the medicine, which had hepatitis and HIV in it in the 80s. Resulting in the death of nearly 10,000 hemophiliacs, not to mention the 20 million at least killed by these mRNA vaccines. And Rob Dew and I followed Alex to find where Francis Collins went. We approached him at the airport, and it was absolutely amazing to see firsthand. I never thought I would actually see it. He goes up to him and he says, 20 million dead. Wow, more than Hitler. How does it feel? And Francis Collins just nods. He doesn't even know what to say. He's at a loss for words. His face melts. He thought it was a fan at first, and he just nods because subconsciously he realizes that he just heard the truth. He was just accused of something that was true, and since he was taken aback, he couldn't control his just natural impulsive response to the accusation, to the allegation. He just walked away. That is the art of the Alex Jones ambush, and that is why it is more important now than ever that you go to thealexjonesstore.com and support Alex Jones, because I want decades more of Alex Jones content and ambushes and things like that, because we have to hold these people accountable, folks. We have to awaken humanity itself and hold those who seek to conglomerate power and exploit populist patriots from all over the world for their own benefit. Folks, stay with us. Your calls on the other side. I see that the phone lines are lighting up in about 1 minute or so. I will be taking your calls. Please, seriously, go to thealexjonesstore.com. It's not charity. These shirts and hats are absolutely amazing. Plus, you enter to win an amazing truck, $148,000 value. It's absolutely an awesome opportunity to keep Alex on the air and get some awesome merchandise at the same time. Stay with us.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down.
And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work for somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
Get the motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
Back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser. I will be taking your calls for the remainder of the broadcast this morning. Alex Jones is in studio and will be hosting the Alex Jones Show in 53 and a half minutes. I can't wait to see what he has to say today, frankly. Let's go to Tim in California. Tim, what is on your mind?
Hey. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, I was thinking about the combination of the powerful computers and then AI. And then how much power AI needs to consume. And that's where I'm leading with this, is how much power it's consuming. Well, first, I remember when the Chinese spy balloon flew over Oak Ridge, Tennessee,
yep,
home of Frontier supercomputer, fastest one on Earth at the time, may still be. It had surpassed exascale, which is more than one quintillion calculations every single second,
yeah,
which would take every human on Earth completing one calculation successfully every single second of our life, no matter how old, no matter how young, rich, poor. You might need to eat or go to the bathroom. No, you can't. You have to do one calculation every second for all of your life. If we did, it would take us 4 years.
Yeah.
Combined,
well, you know, that's an amazing point that you mentioned, because I hadn't thought of it like this. We know that there's a massive conglomeration of artificial intelligence as a technology. We know the government and major corporations are conspiring together to have a monopoly over the tech. And we know that it consumes a tremendous amount of energy. So if the government is successful in weaponizing artificial intelligence for massive surveillance, massive propaganda, massive coercion of the people, the demand for energy will be so great that not only will it be a tremendous, terrible abuse of the people themselves in terms of psychologically and economically, but it will drive up the cost of energy dramatically because of that demand.
3 Mile Island, you know, back in the 70s, we were building nuclear power stations like gangbusters,
yeah,
and almost single-handedly, the 3 Mile Island nuclear accident, the largest one in all of U.S. history, that almost completely put the industry completely out of business. Almost everyone said, no, we don't need this anymore. We don't want Chernobyl.
Right.
Forget it. But Bill Gates has already made an agreement to fire that thing up. It shut down in 79. He's made an agreement to fire it up, and he gets to buy every single bit of the electricity that comes out of it. They're going to put everyone at risk firing up a 40-year defunct reactor, but that's still not enough. Back in yeah, June, he paid over $1 billion in Kemmerer, Wyoming, to open a new, you know, nuclear power plant, and this is all to support his AI data center needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the thing that on paper, nuclear energy looks amazing, right? It's an incredibly sophisticated form of energy production. But the problem I have with it is, if the government cannot run a DMV efficiently, how can we expect the government to safely run a nuclear power plant? That's what bothers me about it. It's almost the who that bothers me more. Like, if Elon Musk wanted to open a nuclear power plant and run it privately, I'd be much less concerned, not necessarily for it, but much less concerned than the government doing it, because the government will run it inefficiently. They'll have DEI hires, and then they'll shut it down, and they'll just have nuclear radiation waste eking away at its foundation. I just don't trust it. I don't think our government's capable of it. What do you think, Tim?
That's really my concern, too, is if you're out on the interstate highway and you're out on the West Coast here, you'll see some of these guys carrying nuclear waste up into the mountains and whatever, and where they hide it all.
Yeah.
And you know, you ask the guy, hey, how long does that container last? And he goes, I don't know, maybe about 100 years. I says, how about the stuff that's inside it? And he goes, oh, man, the half-life is millions of years.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what happens once it starts leaking out? And he says, well, we won't be here then.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll be someone else's problem.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Tim, thanks for your call. Godzilla in Tokyo. Godzilla, what's on your mind? Godzilla!
Hey, Chase. Good morning. Yeah, I think with the Illuminati hunting Trump, deep state hunting Trump with these assassinations, part of their modus operandi, mode of operation is like threatening Trump, I think, also. So I think he's getting threats along the way and leaving messages with the Trump texts and tweets about the threats he's getting, which only shows how badass he is continuing doing the rallies and, you know, kind of his commitment to MAGA, Make America Great Again. And with that, on that same line, part of it with this assassination is, I think, the bloodlust of the Illuminati post-corona. You know, they have a murder boner going on where they just can't help but keep killing people. And it's important for the future because it shows that they're going to push us into a big war, a meat grinder with Russia, another war with Iran, another war with China, World War III, just because it's part of their MO, you know, and that it's just going to keep going. And I'm sure a lot of people listening have kind of seen the same thing kind of occurring in the dream realm, where everyone's dreams have been kind of peaked now, because that's also tied into our existence here. As the Navy SEAL was talking about yesterday with the DMT stuff, dreams are intimately involved in this life here and connected with the afterlife and our human process. And I think it's important not only to fight the spiritual war and information war, but also there's a war going on in our dream. What do you think?
You know, that's really interesting. I don't know that I agree with you, but I certainly don't disagree with you. I think of our dreams as a manifestation of our subconscious, and I believe that we are fallen. So our subconscious is inherently flawed. And I'm not somebody who studies dreams or what different things in dreams mean. Like if you're losing your teeth in your dreams, it's supposed to mean something. Or if you see a snake in your dreams, it's supposed to mean something. But I certainly think that we as human beings, our souls are incredibly vulnerable to the influence of evil and the exploitation of our fallen state. And that it's up to us as individuals to protect ourselves or call on God to protect us from the influences of this evil. And I mean, you see an example like the failed Trump assassin, Ryan Routh. I have a report on my desk right now. It says he had a list of every location where former president would be from August through October. Obviously, this is somebody who's mentally ill. Obviously, this is somebody who has been influenced by something beyond just rhetoric that he heard on the media or political persuasion. There is something spiritually wrong with this man. And I mean, we've joked for years about how the leftists are purple-haired, blue-haired, purple-haired, blue-haired. This guy really manifests that. And I don't know if he was sent by the CIA directly or if they just fostered an environment in which someone like him was inevitable to manifest. But there is something deeply spiritually wrong with our culture and our people right now. We have gone from a civilization that, though America wasn't formally a Christian nation, it was practically one because virtually everyone in America was Christian, to an America where at least half the population is atheist, and then the other half of people who believe in God aren't practicing any religion necessarily. So we've had a drastic atrophy. If you think about the obesity problem in the United States, 100 years ago, no one was fat. And then suddenly everyone's fat. A lot of that's because of the high fructose corn syrup that's put in all our food because of the agriculture lobby after World War II, when the demand went away for a lot of the crops to be shipped overseas to supply and feed our troops. They lobbied for the food pyramid and getting high fructose corn syrup in virtually all of our food. It's the replacement for sugar. That's made everybody fat. So just as everybody in America is obese in a way that they were not obese before, so I believe that we are spiritually atrophied in a way that we were not spiritually atrophied before. And I think ultimately that's the number one problem in America. The number one problem in America is that our people have become godless and immoral. What do you think?
I agree, you know, and I think they're like sick and poisoned, like you were saying, you know, in Japan, the obesity rate for the entire country is like 4%,
yeah.
You know, in the U.S. it's like 46%. So it's like, you know, it's a problem that can be fixed. You know, we can just copy the homework of other countries that are doing it right. You know, same thing for the homeless problem. The whole country only has about 2,000 homeless people, where there's 1,000 homeless people in Milwaukee County here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And spiritually, the same thing can be fixed with, like you said, Jesus Christ. You know, Christ is King. And also, I think a lot of people forget, especially the white man, the importance of being in a group and having a good group fraternity, a brotherhood that you can talk to people who have similar problems. I know you mentioned it before, and I applaud you for it, for being part of the Masonic Lodge, because it's one of the only remaining good groups out there talking about important things and getting men together, which was crucial for not only the American Revolutionary War, but just maintaining a country is communication. And now with social media, that in-person communication really doesn't exist. No one really meets up at the bars and pubs anymore to talk and talk about politics. It's just listening to rave music or trying to pick up girls or whatever, or getting wasted. So I totally agree with you, Chase.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I'm not a dogmatic Christian. I'm not somebody who's fire and brimstone and all about being judgmental and throwing stones. But the problem isn't that we fail to be good. I think the problem is that we don't even want to be good anymore as a people. I'm not talking about you or me individually. Of course, we do. But there was a time in this country where everybody endeavored to be good, though they failed. Now it's like people don't even care. And when you don't even try, then you're really lost. And that's when you start to experience the wrath of God. Thank you so much. President Zelensky in Ukraine. President Zelensky, how are you?
Thank you, Chase Geiser. Thank you. I've been listening to you for the last few minutes. And you guys been talking about me. And I wanted to set the record straight. First of all, I'm the greatest artist of all time. Nobody plays the piano like I do. So that's one thing. The next thing is my friend Chucky Schumer, one of my best friends. That picture is actually not a cow. It's actually a cat that one of the Haitian migrants caught. So it's not a cow with the cheese on it. It's a cat. And also, I wanted to say that my the disinformation that's been talking about me, of how short I am, that's an American trick. I'm not as short as they picked me. It's a camera trick. So I'm as big as and tall as Shaquille O'Neal. It's just a camera trick to make me look bad. And also, I wanted to say that that shell that's been signed by Josh Shapiro. You, Shapiro, I'm going to actually keep it as a souvenir. It's not going to be used in battle against the Russians. Everything is just misinformation with you guys. And I just wanted to set the record straight. Also, we're not in a war with Russia. We're in a war with you guys. You guys give us money, and then we use it to buy...
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned that. Thank you for your call, because I do have a report here on my desk that Biden sent $8 billion more dollars to Ukraine 3 days after Zelensky campaigned for Kamala. Unbelievable here. Sleepy Joe Biden on Thursday announced the U.S. will be sending another $8 billion to the corrupt Ukrainian government to fund its war with Russia. The decision comes just days after Ukraine's puppet president Volodymyr Zelensky campaigned for Kamala Harris and hours ahead of a White House meeting with Biden. So I don't know what's true or what isn't about Zelensky. I've heard estimates that he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars now. I think he's the wealthiest comedian in the world. And the corruption is just astronomical in Ukraine, and not to mention the bloodshed. But we are in a situation as Americans where we are the victims of treason. Capital T, treason. Our political class is composed of traitors, whether it's Mike Johnson failing to put the SAVE Act into place in order to keep the government from shutting down when half the country wants the government to shut down, or whether it's Joe Biden sending $8 billion more dollars to Ukraine to fund literal Nazi sympathizers in a conflict that makes no sense and is totally unnecessary, so that it can all be skimmed, so there can be control over Ukraine in order to leverage that control against Russia to keep them at bay. And what this really boils down to is a desire for the international community, the globalist community, to ensure that no nation actually has national sovereignty. China and Russia and the United States of America are basically the only three nations left with true, genuine national sovereignty. They don't have to compromise with the international community. They have to negotiate and do deals with the international community, but they are not at the behest of the international community or the globalist community. And as long as there is a single nation with sovereignty in the world, then globalism cannot prevail. They have to have a monopoly. Just like they have to have a monopoly over all speech in order to control the narrative, so they have to have a monopoly over all power in order to ensure they have any power. It's an all or nothing thing. It's a do or die thing. And so what we're seeing right now is the theft of our money via taxation, whether it's sales tax, property tax, income tax, capital gains tax, or any of the other litany of taxes that we face in the United States of America. Gosh, I wish we were only complaining about a 2% tax on tea. We're experiencing the theft of our money so it can be given to our enemies to ensure that a one world government can be established so that we have no representation whatsoever. Our own money is being used to fund a coup against us by our own leaders. It is treason, capital T treason. And all of those involved in this treason should be charged with treason and given a fair trial, unlike these kangaroo courts that we've seen, whether it's for Alex Jones or Donald Trump, and found guilty by a jury of their peers and sentenced to the penalty of treason, frankly. I'm not somebody who advocates for violence. I am someone who advocates for justice. And until we find a way to hold these people accountable, the only way I can see is by keeping Alex Jones on the air and simultaneously electing Donald Trump, then we are only going to fall deeper and deeper and deeper into the bowels, into the void of this globalist, anti-human corruption, where there'll be nothing left of us to even recognize. There'll be no semblance of America left or even our own individuality. We'll be so warped and brainwashed with self-loathing that we ourselves will become like leftists, leaning on SSRIs like North Korea leans on China in some pathetic, bug-eating, starving way, celebrating a gluttonous leader as he walks on by as if he saved us from all of our ails. That leader is the embodiment of Satan. Those leaders, these globalist, communist, socialist, Marxist leaders, are the embodiment of evil. They are everything that is anti-human and anti-God. They are the Antichrist. Globalism itself is the Antichrist. It denies Christ. And further, it denies God's creation. God's first act was to create. The first thing he ever did in the book was to create. And these are people who have adopted an ideology and a philosophy that is determined, destined, set upon destroying all that which has been created. Whether it's the earth itself through nuclear war, whether it's humanity itself through depopulation, whether it's free will itself, which we were given in the first chapter of the book, through coercion and manipulation and regulation and censorship and persecution. They are literally the Antichrist, anti-God. Everything that he did that was good, everything we have accomplished as humans that is good, is at opposition to their interests and goals. And this $8 billion is just one example. We've got the invasion of our border. We've got the injustice and lawfare that we're seeing ceaselessly. We've got the abortion of millions of children unborn a year. The trafficking of hundreds of thousands. Theft, corruption, extortion, blackmail. I mean, every single sin you could think of is being committed by our political class, and we are the victims of it. And we're, in a sense, culpable for it, responsible for it, because we have allowed it to happen. We have allowed it to get to this point. We have sat by and decided that rather than voicing our opinions or supporting that which we believe in, it would be more convenient for us to sit this one out, to sit this fight out, to sit this round out. You know, there's a scene in Saving Private Ryan that I love. I think it's a great movie. I know that Tom Hanks is controversial, but still a great movie regardless. There's a scene where they're on their way to find Private Ryan, and they come across a small group of Germans in like a nest. And Tom Hanks, the leader of this little group, says, "All right, we're gonna attack this German defense embankment thing." And his team is like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, this is not our mission. Our mission is to get Private Ryan and come back. Why are we stopping to deal with this when we could just go around it? Why would we go into danger, into conflict, when we could just go around it?" And Tom Hanks says, "Our mission is to win the war. So I call upon you as Info Warriors, as an audience of InfoWars, as patriots, as Christians, even more than Americans, as Christians, as those who have adopted Christ, to make the decision to win the war, the info war, the war between good and evil, the spiritual war. Make the decision not to sit this one out. Make the decision to stand up and fight for what you believe in every step of the way, whether it's volunteering for a campaign, whether it's going to thealexjonesstore.com and buying a shirt and wearing it proudly, whether it's sharing the broadcast or clipping your favorite moments at band.video. You can download it for free. It's always been free to air, always free to use. Don't sit this one out, because though you may think you have a different mission, a smaller mission, something that is a greater priority in your own life, our ultimate mission as human beings, as Christians, followers of Yeshua, is to win the war between good and evil. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. The shirts are amazing. Some of them are funny. Some of them are inspiring. They all speak the truth. Every dollar you spend enters you to win this amazing truck, 2024 Ram. It's a $138,000 truck with the upgrades. Plus, you get $10,000 in cash. We're going to announce the winner on October 30th. But more important than ever, more important than getting a great shirt or a great hat or entering to win an amazing truck, the coolest truck I've ever seen, riding it, it's the second best feeling in the world. You keep Alex Jones broadcasting, whether it's through InfoWars or not. This is the best way to keep Alex Jones on the air, holding evil accountable, holding it at bay. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Keep Alex Jones broadcasting the truth worldwide.
11 weeks ago, the U.S. Justice Department trustee assigned to my case, personal and business bankruptcy, ordered without a court order or any reason the doors of this facility shut. They lied and said it would just be for 3 days, and they admitted the security it would be for a month or permanently. The judge in Houston, Judge Lopez, had nothing to do with it. Then it hit the news they were going to close us. No judge's order, no nothing, just the Justice Department, who'd been involved in the case harassing me from the beginning for over a year and a half. People were blown away by it. I refused to go along with it. I said I'd call the police on them. They didn't have any orders. They backed down. Then they went to court 2 weeks later and said, "We want him removed." The judge listened to him and said, "You're all fired." The CRO, who'd been appointed by the court, and the Justice Department appointed person that the court had let into it. And they had a Justice Department committee, all this stuff. Now, I'm in personal bankruptcy. I agreed to sell the assets of Free Speech Systems, the website, the shopping cart, the equipment. And there was going to be an auction on the 24th of October. Then they moved to the 30th. The Democratic Party running all this, the FBI, CIA, it's all come out in the news. Didn't want that. They want me off the air by early November. This is in the court filings. They said, we don't want money. Want him shut down. And the judge said, no, it's gonna sell. There's buyers out there that are patriots that I'd work with. They'd have to outbid that. They don't want to do that. So they announced, and I knew this 2 days ago and hadn't announced it yet. It hit Bloomberg, AP Reuters. We'll put Bloomberg up. That the Justice Department is intervening. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee sale efforts challenged by DOJ. They rarely get involved in bankruptcies, but they got involved in mine. They're unable, through just pure vigilantism, to shut us down 11, 12 weeks ago. Got egg on their face, and now they've come back. They want us shut down and just close and don't even let them sell the assets. You heard that. So it's a gamble, but we were doing it. Only move we had left. And they obviously got our phones tapped and stuff, and know some bettors coming. Okay, they're going to have an issue on their hands. And they don't want to do that. They've got big billionaire backers, they claim. They've even told that in the court. We'll see what happens. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee still ever challenged by DOJ. That's because they're getting ready to try to take Trump out. And once he's president-elect, they don't want us on air during that fight. They don't want us telling the truth. We're reaching tens of millions conservatively a day. Some days 50, 60 million now. I can't do this without funding. I'm out of money. They took all my money, and it wasn't a lot during the bankruptcy. I am literally on empty myself, and I have to pay for the legal challenges of all this in court. And I have to fight them, and that's an hour-long story right there. They're trying to take my physical name and say they own it, trying to take my social media. This is a critical fight. So I need you to go to the alexjonesstore.com that's separate from free speech, but they're advertisers here, big supporters, and get Alex Jones t-shirts, Patriot t-shirts. There's new great designs. We'll put some on screen for you. And go to the alexjonesstore.com and get the ball caps, the t-shirts, all of it. You get entered to win for the big pickup truck at $10,000 cash and all that. And then contest is over on the 30th of October, strangely enough. We need the funds. These are great t-shirts. I need your aid. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and support that sponsor. That's the critical place to support, thealexjonesstore.com. Stand with us and support our outside sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, and the InfoWars store. The products are ready to ship. You'll get them. InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars MD, the gummies, the CBD tincture, the nitric boost, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Now go now.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
Both of. Okay, thank you so much. First of all, it's very important to share all the plan, all our steps, how we can strengthen Ukraine. And of course, we have to decide it now, because after November, we don't know who is, only Americans decide who will be the president. But we understand that till November, we can't stop Putin. We have to do it. We will try on the battlefield with our heroic soldiers. But we understand that after November, we have to decide, and we hope that the strength of United States will be very strong, and we count on it. That's why I decided to meet with both candidates with all honor to them. Thank you.
Mr. President Trump, what are your expectations about this meeting? So what I expect to hear from the President Zelensky, what are your expectations?
Say it a little louder.
What are your expectations from this meeting? What do you expect to hear from Mr. President?
Look, this is a meeting, and we have a big race going on right now. I guess 37 days left, and we're leading in the polls, so we'll see how it all works out. Hopefully it'll work out, but if it does, we're going to work very much with both parties to try and get this settled and get it worked out. It has to end.
And I don't know if the crew has a copy of the letter that Zelensky sent Trump asking him for this meeting, but by the tone, based on the tone of the letter, it seems very clear to me that Zelensky is thinking it's very likely that Trump is going to be the president. I mean, I don't want to use the term begging. It wasn't really begging, but it was almost begging to meet with him. Obviously, the situation in Ukraine is reaching levels of desperation like never before. The amount of men that they have lost is astounding. The conscription is astounding. Old men going into battle, people with Down syndrome. We've seen reports of this. We haven't been hearing much in the news, the mainstream news, about the war in Ukraine over the course of the last 6 months, at least, frankly, because it's not going very well. But we'll see what happens. I've never heard of a presidential candidate meeting with a foreign leader in this context before. This is fairly unprecedented as far as I know, as far as I'm concerned. It seems like Trump has been spending more time talking to world leaders. They've been reaching out to him more than they reach out to the Biden administration or to Kamala Harris. It's really unbelievable how obvious it is that the world has respect for Trump in a way that it simply doesn't for this existing administration. Let's go to Stephen in Alaska. Stephen, you wanted to talk about SSRIs? Hey, Stephen.
SSRIs for my generation, because I was born in 68, and we had processed foods really start to hit us then, food dyes, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of that stuff creates behavioral issues, which I had. So I got on to everything from Thorazine to what was it called? Melaril. And it took me a long time to really realize what they were doing to me. Between that, you start adding in the fluoride in the toothpaste and all the rest of it. And once you start to wake up to what they used to term as conspiracy theories, but now they're facts, I got away from the fluoride. I got away from the SSRIs. I started taking iodine to reverse a lot of the effects. And I actually started to figure out that they don't want you to know about hallucinogenics like LSD, MDMA, right, and all the rest of that, because when used properly, and when I mean properly, when used properly, in conjunction with not a therapist, but technically a therapist, because break therapist down in two words, it's the rapist. And that's what the bad ones are about. But you find good ones out there that are sincere about actually helping people. You can actually repair the mind of all of the trauma that you've been through. Because I say trauma, I went through it. Yeah, I did, man. Back then, my mom.
So how long have you been off of them?
Oh, gosh, 25 years.
Wow, and you feel better? You feel like you're functioning normally?
Yeah, I'm definitely functioning normally. You know, and what's really crazy, everybody wants to say that that the guns are the issue, right, when it comes to SSRIs and people with mental health issues. And it's not the guns. I mean, we had guns in our trucks in high school. We used to go hunting after school. We had guns all over the house. We never thought about shooting anything up. All that is it goes back more to the bad therapists and the techniques that the CIA has developed, you know, through MK Ultra and all the rest of that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the only opinion digression that I have from you as far as therapists go and all the rest of it. And there's some bad therapists out there. I mean, like I said, the root cause of the word, they tell you what it is.
I mean, you got to be careful who you hire to work on your car, and you got to be careful who you hire to poke around in your brain too, Stephen. But I'm really glad to hear that you're doing so much better and that you were able to get off those drugs, man. God bless you, Stephen. I'll be praying for you, and I'll keep you in my thoughts. Mark in Texas. Mark, what is on your mind this morning?
Kind of that appeal to authority thing, I think, is a pretty impactful statement. My question to you is, as a Mason, how come your God is Allah, and how come your Masonic documents say Anno Lucis on them?
All right, I'm going to go on to the next call. None of those claims are true. Let's go to Sean in California. Sean, what's on your mind?
Well, real quick, Chase, am I coming in loud and clear for you?
You sound great.
Excellent. Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props. The Alex Jones Store .com had a great turnaround on the order that I talked about earlier this week. I got my Fight for Freedom little Liberty Bell coin here with the quote from Ronald Reagan on the back. So I got a little bit of a challenge coin if I ever see you guys at a bar or something. And I got my answer 1984 1776 wristband on, and it's it's just really good customer service on your end on that.
Well, awesome. And, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I wanted to
now let me ask you this: did you buy the products because you like the products, or did you buy the products because you wanted to win the truck?
I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing: I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out, and I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again, magically, at various visible locations. I don't know how they get there, but it's good to see them. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them, put up and until the bus line got smart to it,
That's awesome, but, Sean.
But I was going to address the Kamala thing, but I heard something. I wanted to kind of give a tender, loving, brotherly rebuke, and it's not anyone's fault. Academia, if we've seen the chart provided by Elon Musk a couple of days ago, is highly ran by the Democrats and these, global socialists, whatever we want to call them. These folks have a narrative, and one they started in the 50s and 60s that was exposed by David Barton. He addressed this on Louder with Crowder. He addressed this on Kirk Cameron's documentary Monumental, is that the founders were deists. The founders in their diaries and in their writings are profoundly Christian, and academia had a couple of professors write a book saying that no, they're just deists. They don't really believe in God.
Yeah.
And they cited no citations in their book. But if you go to the founding fathers' documents, whether it's Franklin or Washington having Christmas services at churches, I mean, these guys were full on like super Christians compared to what we
Some of them were deists, but there were many of them that were Christians, and the deists among them were very sincere in their pursuit of understanding God, at least. So it wasn't some passive, I believe in God, but I'm not going to think about it. These were people that were active. This is the Enlightenment. They were actively pursuing truth and understanding of the human condition and the Creator. There's even writings in Benjamin Franklin's autobiography, I believe, of him attending various churches that were recommended to him. I know Thomas Jefferson came out with the Jeffersonian Bible where he took out all the miracles and just left in the things that Jesus said because he didn't ascribe to what he referred to as the superstition or believed was superstitious about Christianity. But even the deists among them were more Christian than so many of the Christians among us today.
And the one thing you can look at too is David Barton covered this. One of the first things Congress did was order a printing of a Bible to be distributed amongst Congress and amongst the country. So everyone could have that. American jurisprudence does not work without a Christian foundation, and that is why.
Well, that's why the Ten Commandments are up on the wall in the Supreme Court.
Exactly. So one person who doesn't follow any of that has been Kamala Harris, and I was telling the fellow, setting up this call, that she left the path of ruin that everyone knows about in San Francisco. Well, it takes a few years for these bad policies to catch up throughout the rest of SoCal. So my little conservative suburb that's, a little distance away from L.A., I'm telling you, in the last year, we have gotten all those problems have finally migrated eastward because it has built up so bad. It's bubbled out of Los Angeles County out here in Riverside County. Mm-hmm. And, if she gets into this office, if we do not put our head on a swivel and do everything we can to get Donald John Trump into, the White House, we are going to see those trashy policies of hers, such as supporting Prop 47 that turned second-class felonies into misdemeanors, the you know, early release for different types of felons. Meanwhile, people who are innocent, keeping them in jail and extorting them, you know, for more money. We're going to see this happen writ large across the country.
Absolutely. So if we think things are ugly now, just wait till 4 years under Kamala Harris.
This is not the time to be unmotivated. Anyone listening to my voice or your voice, Chase, put up the bootstraps, you know, get ready, get people out to vote, do poll watching, and pay attention. You know, think of it like stop the steal times 9,000, you know, like you're about to go Goku on all your things. You got to juggle, guys.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to juggle. And meanwhile, we got to make sure InfoWars, being this platform for us all to communicate across the country, that we actually support InfoWars, because there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge. And I give you guys props for fighting through it all. And I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase. So keep it going, guys.
God bless you, Sean. Thank you so much. Nate in Indiana. Nate, what is on your mind? Nate, are you there? All right, we'll move on to Tony. Tony in Texas. Let's go to Tony in Texas. Looks like we lost Nate.
Hey, Chase, how many Haitians does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
None, because they're too damn busy eating your cat. I got one more for you.
Okay.
What do Haitians call slow geese at the park?
What? Dinner.
Dinner. Hey, what I called in about, I'm taking up donations for the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, but to get him a new compass, because his compass must be broke, because he keeps shipping all the illegal alien invaders from hell north instead of south.
Yeah.
So I think it's time for a new compass for the Nancy Pelosi in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I think you're right, too. I mean, sending them to swing states isn't going to help anybody, because if the Democrats win this election by stealing it, then they're going to give them all amnesty and citizenship, and then they're all going to vote Democrats, and then we have a one-party state. Tony, great call. Thank you for the levity. I appreciate it. Let's go to Baker in California. Baker.
Yo, okay. Well, I'm kind of glad Nate's call dropped, because here I am.
Amen.
All right. Listen, this is what I was thinking about. Like, towns like Springfield are like crippled because of Joe Biden's economy. Joe Biden reversed everything that Trump did, and that's why we see prices skyrocket. And people like Springfield are struggling, and they just dumped tens of thousands of people from Haiti there, and giving them all these handouts and all these resources, and none of those resources that easily could go to the American citizens. And on top of it, Joe Biden's policies could be like, I don't know, maybe we could go back to Donald Trump's policies. But we have to realize, like, I'm big picture kind of guy. And it's because Joe Biden and the left represent the destruction of this country. They hate America, and they want to completely overwhelm the system and collapse it. And not to mention, I mean, dude, there were people caught coming illegally over from the border that were linked to a Tajikistan network, right? And we all know, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan? It's one of those countries next to Pakistan. It's where ISIS is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we talk a lot about, like, there's going to be Hezbollah attacks and terrorist attacks, but I think there's going to be some ISIS stuff popping off here. Okay, so we got to get ready for that. And, you know,
I totally agree with you, man. They've allowed not just refugees and asylum seekers to come into the country, but tens of thousands. The last estimate that I saw, which is very dated, was 72,000 people of the 10 million at the time that had come across the border illegally were from terrorist countries. So there's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands now, of terrorists that have come into the country. It's absolutely astounding. Baker, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Karen in California. Karen, what's on your mind?
Hi. There's actually, I think, 5 attempts on Trump's life. He was at the border, and he had to get out. He moved briskly away.
Yes.
The Pennsylvania rally, the chemicals in Florida, of course, and the airplane. He and
Vance.
Oh, someone else has the airplane also, but so I think there's five at least.
Yeah. Yep. And just imagine the ones that we don't know about too, Karen. They're obviously trying to kill him because he's winning, and it's not just rogue actors or fluke lunatics that are doing it. It seems to be very coordinated. I mean, if you have a Ryan Routh come out and say in his manifesto, which I don't know why the DOJ published it, that there's a $150,000 bounty on the head of Donald Trump, then obviously there is money and coordination behind the elimination of Trump as a political threat. And I hope he's taking it seriously now. But to say that this is just rogue actors or lunatics that are doing this, no. This is very intentional. They want this to happen. They're standing down. They're backing and funding these assassins. They want it to happen, and we have to do everything we can to stop them. Sherry, what's on your mind? Let's go to Sherry, please. Hey, Sherry, I hear you now.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you guys. I know. Hi, Chase. I have a lot to talk about, but it's kind of scary because I grew up in a border town. I grew up in an area where we saw drastic influxes. They were taking over schools, high schools.
Where'd you grow up?
By the bay. It's like Port Hueneme area,
mm-hmm.
Oxnard, Ventura County.
Yeah.
And they would bus them in. They would stay in these sectioned areas. And there was a lot of kids. I saw a lot of children with no parents. And they would be given housing. They would be given food. They would take them to all around town to the restaurant. And they would take them to eat at the restaurant. It was really strange. And then the schools got filled up to where there's all non-English speaking classes. I had friends whose children never spoke Spanish a day in their life, and they were crying and coming home because the teacher was saying that they had to talk to them in Spanish. And there, it was a lot of things were changed where they signs were in Spanish. Our curriculum was in Spanish. My mom worked for the school district for 35 years. When I would go to the beach, there would be very scary men come up to you, hustling you for money to park. They would hustle the truck drivers to park. It was bad. So everything that was happening to my town is now happening to the rest of the United States.
Yeah. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that, but everything that's happened to Europe is going to happen to the United States too next.
If
we don't do something about it. So Sherry, thank you for your call and raising awareness on that. I appreciate it. Angelina in North Carolina. Angelina, what's on your mind?
Hey, hi. I love your products. Number one, I've been using it for years. And two, I left California, born and raised in West Los Angeles, Santa Monica, Beverly Hills area. Finally left and moved to North Carolina. But I wanted to share a story. It's not a story. It's real. A bunch of families sued Kamala Harris back in 2013, class loss action lawsuit against Kamala Harris when she was the AG. They stole our houses. We never missed payments, but they came down foreclosed on a bunch of us families. And we sued her. She called her, emailed her, called her office. She never, ever responded to nothing. Later, we found out her biggest donor was Bank of America, and it was Bank of America that was stealing the houses. At the end of it, they did steal the houses, and we tried to sue her, and she did nothing, and she actually put our attorney in jail for some tiny little minor thing for 10 years, and that lawsuit disappeared. And we were told at that time that she needs to have no stings because she was headed for the White House with Obama. Those rumors were out there way back then. A lot of us that were in Tea Party, we got IRS. It was a mess back then. I just want to say that people are taking this too lightly. I mean, she's already got it rigged to steal it, and we need to be more on the offensive. We need to be more suing now. Why aren't those voter rolls getting cleaned? Why aren't the machines getting cleaned up? All these are all distractions to keep us away from that. Why do we have to wait till November 6th to start screaming? We need to do it now. To the senators, to everyone that will listen, those voter rolls, those, the SAVE Act, all that needs to be front and center. We need to start fighting now, not November 6th. And that's all I want to say.
Absolutely, Angelina. Thank you for that call. You're absolutely right. James in Ohio. James, what's on your mind?
James, Ohio Energy Management. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to make two points here. One, I'm a co-owner of Texas Energy Management, the owner of Ohio Energy Management, and we literally have a product that will get Alex the $1 million he needs in the next couple months. Basically, through deregulation, the listeners of this program can enroll to a lower electric rate, have it be a fixed electric rate for 1 to 2 years. Alex gets paid $50 for an enrollment, and he gets paid on the energy usage as well. 20,000 people enroll to it through a link that's on InfoWars website. Problem solved. I sent an email to the affiliates program. I'll resend it again if you want to check it out.
Sure. I'm happy to check that out, James.
I appreciate it. Why I called in, though, is anybody else concerned that the stage is kind of being set for America to elect somebody to fix all their problems? Like, eventually people are going to figure out that the banks are all behind this anyways. And I think what we're kind of seeing is, I'm not going to say it, but it's it's kind of scary. We're looking for one leader to fix everything.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think that Trump's going to be a dictator, but the fact that it's gotten to a point where one person is so important is a huge problem. I mean, the fact that it got to the point where Elon Musk had to buy X in order to save free speech on the internet, a rogue billionaire had to just have the audacity to do something never done before for billions upon billions of dollars for no reason. I mean, that's an incredibly dangerous place to be in. We obviously have a very deep problem in the system itself. And the fact that we've gotten to the point where we rely on just a handful of individuals as our saving grace to save us is totally untenable. It's just something that we can't survive. Folks, we're coming up on the end of the show today. The Alex Jones Show begins in exactly 3 minutes, hosted by your very own Alex Jones in studio today. Please stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get any number of our supplements for your mind, your body. They keep InfoWars on the air. And please go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get our Save Alex Jones broadcast fundraiser shirt. It's the black shirt with the red InfoWars logo at the top. Anything you buy enters you to win this amazing $138,000 Dodge Ram truck, plus $10,000 in cash, and it keeps the truth broadcast worldwide to save humanity from the globalists.
I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the AlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best T-shirt designers, Bigley. If you go to TheAlexJonesStore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, that's key to support, into the future, whatever happens here. 30-plus amazing new T-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over the top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel, army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But the T-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible T-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at TheAlexJonesStore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, these are great shirts. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.